Hare Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Tara More Tama Bina Kedayalu Jagat Sansare Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara Mausama Patita Prabhu Na Paibeyara Masama patita prabhu na pai beyara Jaya kara sita pati Adwaita Gosha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa bala kana kara ami bara duki Jaya kara sita pati adaita gosha Tava kripa bale pae chaitanya nitaya Aha kavi, aha sarupanatana Rupa Raghunatha Pata Yuga Shri Jiva Prabhu Lokanatha Jaya Kara Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa Jaya ラマちゃんがサンガマでナラタマダサShri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Karama Ore Samadina Kedayalu Jagata Sansare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Sarakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Dishatarani Panchakalpa Trubhischa Kripa Sindhubhivacha Patitanam Palanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
So we're reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, continuing our Saturday reading, Madhya Lila, Chapter 20, entitled The Lord Instructs Sanatan Goswami, text 121 and 122. Yeah. We can just chant this one together. Everybody should know this one. Devi Esha Gunamayi,
Mama Maya
Duratya, Mama Maya
Duratya,
Mameva Ye Prapajante,
Mayam
Etam Turantite. Translation: this divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Sorry. Text 122. This is a very nice verse. Everybody responsively. Maya Mugda Jivera Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan.
Maya
Mugda Jivere Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan.
Maya Mugda Jivere Svata Krishna Gyan.
Jivere Kripaya Kaila Krishna Veda Puran.
Jivere Kripaya Kaila Krishna Veda Puran.
Jivere Kripaya Kaila Krishna Veda Puran.
Jivere Kripaya Kaila.
Maya Mugda Jivere Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan.
Maya Mugda Jivere Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan.
Jivere Kripaya Kaila Krishna Veda Puran.
Jivere Kripaya Kaila Krishna Veda Puran.
Say it.
Maya Mugda Jivere Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan.
Maya Mugda Jivere Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan.
Jivere
Kripaya Kaila Krishna Veda Puran.
Maya
Mukta Jivere Nahi Svata Krishna Gyana.
Jivere
Kripaya Kaila Krishna Veda Puran.
Jivere
Kripaya Kaila Krishna Veda Puran.
Maya
Mukta Jivere Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan.
Jivere Kripaya Kaila Krishna Veda Puran.
Anybody else? Maya Mugda, enchanted by the illusory energy. Jivera,
of the conditioned soul.
Nahi,
there is not.
Svata,
automatically.
Krishna Gyan,
knowledge of Krishna.
Jivere,
unto
the conditioned soul.
Kripaya,
out of mercy.
Kaila,
presented.
Krishna,
Lord Krishna.
Veda Puran,
the Vedic literature and the Puranas,
supplements to the Vedic literatures.
Translation for part by his doing Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the conditioned soul cannot revive his Krishna consciousness by his own effort, but out of causeless mercy,
Lord Krishna compiled the Vedic literature and its supplements, the Puranas. Purport. A conditioned soul is bewildered by the Lord's illusory energy, Maya. Maya's business is to keep the conditioned soul forgetful of his real relationship with Krishna. Thus, the living entity forgets his real identity as spirit soul, Brahman, and instead of realizing his factual position, thinks himself the product of the material energy. According to Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.7.5, Yaya samohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam paroti manute tatkritam. Due to the external energy of the living entity, this is translation, Srimad Bhagavatam verse. Due to the external energy, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, thinks of himself as a material product and thus undergoes the reactions of material miseries. This is a description of Maya's action upon the conditioned soul. Thinking himself a product of the material energy, the conditioned soul engages in the service of material energy in so many ways. He becomes the servant of lust, anger, greed, and envy. In this way, one totally becomes a servant of the illusory energy. Later, the bewildered soul becomes a servant of mental speculation. But in any case, he is simply covered by the illusory energy. Out of his causeless mercy and compassion, Krishna has compiled various Vedic literatures in his incarnation as Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is a Shaktivish avatar of Lord Krishna. He has very kindly presented these literatures to awaken the conditioned soul to his senses. Unfortunately, at the present moment, the conditioned souls are guided by demons who do not care to read the Vedic literatures. Although there is an immense treasure house of knowledge, people are engaged in reading useless literature that will give them no information on how to get rid of the clutches of Maya. The purpose of the Vedic literatures is explained in the following verses. Maya mugda jivera nahi svata krishna gyan jivere kripaya kaila krishna veda puran. So there's so many different Vedic literatures. We have, even in our ISKCON society, so many different books have been translated and published. Srila Prabhupada, practically 100 different volumes we have all displayed there. So many different titles are there by Srila Prabhupada. He wrote, as he was establishing this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. So, these Vedic literatures, of course, they're not all meant... they're all not directly related with Krishna consciousness and developing pure love of God. There is different qualities in these Vedic literatures. There's Srila Prabhupada explained that the... I can speak closer. That the... there's 18 major Puranas, and these 18 Puranas are divided into those that are meant for the people in the mode of ignorance, those that are meant for people in the mode of passion, and those that are meant for people in the mode of goodness. So these different qualities of men are found in human society. Everyone is not the same. Everyone has a different qualification. That is called adhikar. There are different qualifications for every person in... Thank you. (Clears throat) Every person has a different qualification according to his situation and the modes of material nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. And as a result, ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. People think that they're acting independently of material nature, but in fact they're completely controlled by these material modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. And as a result, people act, well, the living entity acts sometimes as a dog, sometimes as a worm in stool, and sometimes as a king, sometimes as a politician, sometimes as a devotee. That is going on in the material world, that Chaitanya Charitamrita, maybe same chapter, I don't know, Kabu Swarga Utaya, Kabe Naraka Dubaya. Same chapter? Yeah. Yeah. We already read it, maybe.
I know.
So this way the living entities, Kabe Swarga Utaya, he's sometimes elevated to the heavenly planets, Kabe Naraka Dubaya. Sometimes he's thrown into the lower material worlds of hellish planets. And this way the living entity is wandering throughout the material world, as also described, Brahmanda Brahmite, Kona Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. So, in particular, in this verse, these Vedic literatures are glorified, that Krishna has given these Vedic literatures for the benefit of the conditioned souls. Because the conditioned souls, we are described, Oma Jnana Timarandasya, that we are born in the darkness of ignorance. People have no knowledge. What is their, who they are, first of all? Kayami, this is the instructions to Sanatana Goswami. He was his first, he gave perfect example how to approach the transcendental knowledge, the spiritual master, the Supreme Lord. He first asked, who am I? We don't know. In the material world, that is the basic problem, that people are falsely identifying with this material world. They don't understand, Kayami, who am I? First business, Bhagavad Gita, is to teach the living entity, Dehi nosmin yata dehi. Komaram yoganam jara. That, no, you're the, within the body is changing. Komaram yoganam jara. The body is changing. Childhood, birth, from baby's body, we saw nice chanting and dancing and kirtan. Little child, and they grow up. They grow up. They change their bodies. Komaram yoganam jara. But, at, Tata dehantara prapti, that day we don't understand. That we take another, we have to take another birth. Only dhiras tatra namuyati, they're not bewildered by such things. So this, how to become not bewildered, is the, this here, we have svata krishna jnan, nahi svata krishna jnan. Because maya mugda, because we are so much intoxicated by this material energy, what is that? Queen Kunti says that Janmaishwarya Shruta Shribir Edamana Madhapuman. That people are so much bewildered by these, particularly she lists four things there, that Janmaishwarya, Janma, that somebody is very proud of his birth, oh, I've been born in a very nice family, very rich family, or very aristocratic family, or very educated family. Well, these are also Janmaishwarya. Aishwarya means rich, this richest. Shruta, very educated. These are all Edamana Madhapuman, intoxication for the conditioned souls. Janmaishwarya Shruta Shribir, it means beauty. Only qualification sometimes we see in the very celebrated persons are their beauty. It's very sad how people become so intoxicated by these things They're not able to, such people are not able to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it's described here, Maya Mugdan Jivera, Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan. Svata, Srila Prabhupada here says in the word for word, what does he say? Something a little different. Huh?
He said automatically.
Automatically, he says. Huh? No, and the word for word is used automatically, but in the translation says by his own effort. So this we also see is in the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, no? Matirna Krishna Parato Satova. Svata means Matirna Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj, he's given his expert advice, his opinion. Matirna Krishna. Parata Sutova. Parata means by other people. We can get so many people to help us. Matir, first of all, Matir is the intelligence. Matir na Krishna. You can't become Krishna conscious, or you can't fix your mind on Krishna by these three factors here. He has Parata Sutova, Mitobacha Bipajita. We have people, other people, Parata, Svata, the same word that comes here in this word, Svata Krishna Gyan. He's, Prahlad Maharaj also says that, Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan. He says, Matir Na Krishna Parata Svatova, Mitobi Padjeta Grihavratanam. The problem is there, Prahlad Maharaj says. The problem is that, what is that problem? Grihavratanam, that we have taken vow that I must enjoy this material world. How somehow or other I can make everything favorable for my sense gratification. This is the problem of the conditioned soul. That everything he sees, he's thinking, I Lord and Master of this material world. So this way, instead of developing this Krishna Gyan, or Matir Krishna, we become competitors with Krishna. Therefore, Oma Gyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya. The spiritual master, he's the personification, you could say, of these Veda Puran. He gives the knowledge. Jnananjana Salakaya. He can Chakshurun Militam Jena. He can open one's eyes with the torchlight of the knowledge. He can give one the understanding that what this is Krishna consciousness meant for. So therefore, Krishna is very kind. This is Krishna, what is it? Jivere Kripaya Kaila, Krishna. So Krishna is very kind. He's very kind, Kripaya, because out of his compassion, Kaila Krishna, Veda Puran, he's given us this opportunity for us to develop our Krishna consciousness by this Veda Puran. He's given us different Puranas according to different qualities of one's advancement. He's given some instructions how to get higher level. How to advance oneself. We're starting out in the material world in the completely Maya Mugda, completely forgetful of Krishna. Mugda, enchanted. So enchanted we are in this material world, and Krishna has given us how to develop that, get out of that situation by giving us, what is this? Srila Prabhupada quotes the 7th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a description of how Veda Vyas wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. Yayasa mohita jiva atmanam trigunatmakam varopi manate nartam tatkritam chavipadyate. Due to the external energy, the living entity, although transcendental, Paropi, he's transcendental. Even though he's transcendental to material nature, he thinks himself a material product. And thus he goes to reactions. What's that? So Srila Prabhupada, he's the also, just like here we are described here, Vyasadeva is a Shaktivish avatar of Lord Krishna. So sometimes many advanced devotees have also recognized Srila Prabhupada as also a Shaktivish avatar. He has given us all these books. These are meant directly to take one to Krishna consciousness, not to go on through the step of the Vedic literatures. The Vedic literatures, what is that? Krishna explains in the Vedic literatures, the Trigona, what is that?
Trigunya-vishaya-vedya.
Yes, thank you. Trigunya-vishaya-vedya. That generally the Vedas are concerned with the three modes of material nature. Trigunya, Vishaya, Veda. Vishaya means the subject of the three modes. Trigunya, Vishaya, Veda. Nishtrigunya, Bhavarjuna. One has to... This is the books of Srila Prabhupada, how to become Nishtrigunya, Bhavarjuna. Krishna recommends to Arjuna, Nishtrigunya, that come above these three modes of material nature. What is the use of this three modes of material nature who are just bewildering us, becoming Maya Mugda? We come becoming Maya Mugda by these three modes of material nature. So, Srila Prabhupada worked so hard in the middle of the night writing his books. And it was very nice. We just got recently the result, even one book. I can tell the story. I don't know if I should read it or explain it. I'll read it today. So there's some... This is a story I got from one devotee here, Kadagraj Prabhu, sent me. He said, maybe some of you have heard this before, but it's a very interesting story that the result of just one of Srila Prabhupada's books had. It says, some Burmese doctors were attending a medical convention in New York City, and they got a book from a devotee on the street. The book distributor showed them the Das Avatar painting in the Gita pointing out Lord Buddha, and the doctors bought the book. They were Burmese doctors, so they were Buddhists more or less. So when they got back to the hotel and they looked through the Gita, they thought, wait a minute, this is not about Buddhism. But since they bought the book, they decided to take it back to Burma and give it to a Hindu doctor friend. This Hindu doctor friend turned out to be a staunch follower of Shankaracharya. He thought, this is a book about bhakti. I have no interest in this. And he put it in one corner of his office in a pile with so many other medical journals, etc. So one day, the Hindu doctor's son was visiting his father's office. The young college student's son wanted to learn English. He saw the big, thick English language book sitting in the corner and thought, I'll take this book, look up all the words in the dictionary, and teach myself English. The son had no interest in the philosophy or studying the Gita. He simply saw it as a means to learn English. So he, moving slowly, looked up every second or third word. By the time the young man finished the sixth chapter, he had learned English and become a devotee. He is now initiated as Srivas Pandit Prabhu, the regional secretary for Burma, and he has made waves of devotees and opened multiple temples and preaching centers all over Burma. He will tell you that it all came from one Gita distributed thousands of miles away in New York City. And he should mention, his father is now an initiated devotee as well. Such is the potency of book distribution. So this was written by Badri Narayan Swami. about the Burma is a place that is not very accessible to the devotees, like very difficult to even visit there. Let's see what else we have. This sutta is also sometimes, anyway, sutta has some very interesting meanings. It means that automatically or by its own merits. This found in Chaitanya Charitamrita a couple times, other times, and it's described in relationship with the Puranas. It says, this was when Lord Chaitanya was in Kashi speaking to the sannyasis there, the Mayavadi sannyasis, and they gave him some explanations from their Vedanta Sutra studies like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu countered them. He said, the Swata Praman Veda, Praman Shiromani, Lakshana Karile, Swata Pramanata Hani. He says that there, just like you say, self-evident, the Vedas are automatically, you can hear the word was used, automatically, are by their own qualification. The Vedas have nobody questions Vedic statements in India. Any followers of Sanatana Dharma or Varnashram, they accept the Vedas, just like Srila Prabhupada gave the example of the Vedic statement that that stool is contaminated, the stool of the cow is accepted as pure, and the bones are accepted as contaminated muchi like that, but the bone, the conch shell, which is a bone, is accepted as pure. So these examples are there. The Vedas are swata praman. They're accepted by all followers of Vedic Sanatana Dharma. And then it says praman shiromani. They're the best of all evidences. So then he says that lakshana karile swata pramanata hani. That says you give some interpretation by your own scholarship like that. Pramanata hani, that means the quality of being authority, the authoritativeness, you say, authoritativeness of the Vedas is hani, is destroyed or lost. So one has to accept the Vedic literatures as it is. Srila Prabhupada, actually in this verse, one of these verses, Srila Prabhupada pointed out the politicians and scholars, they read Bhagavad Gita, but they have some of their own interpretation. Srila Prabhupada, therefore, he titled his Bhagavad Gita as it is. Because not only we can have Vedic knowledge, but we can also misinterpret Vedic knowledge. If someone is, just like the scholars, the Mayavadi sannyasis of Varanasi, they read the Vedas, but they misunderstood the Vedas. That is the, Krishna said, what is the purpose of the Vedas? Vedas to sarvaira aham eva vidyo. So this is understood by the devotees. So therefore, the devotees are so much important to understand the Vedic literatures. Just like Srila Prabhupada's books, he's there and you can get the benefit from his books because he's given his interpretations. He's given his explanations, I should say. He's given his explanations, and therefore we can take this value, that we can take the benefit from these Vedic literatures, because otherwise there's Veda Vadarita is also there, that the Bhagavad Gita, Trigunya, Vishaya Veda. Someone can become so confused and bewildered by reading all these Vedic literatures, he'll never reach the conclusion. What is that? Anasadrishir yasa matam vibhinam. Dharma satatvam. What's the first line? Is that the first line? Shrutayo vibhina. That's Shrutayo vibhina. That's the. No, Shrutayo vibhina. That there's different. So many different Vedic literatures are there. Shrutayo vibhina. That they. Tarko pratishta Shrutayo vibhina. That's it. Huh? Tarko pratishta. That we can't. You have your these different qualifications. That we can become very qualified by your arguments. Tarko pratishta apratishta is not established. You can't get the conclusion by your intellectual arguments. And Shrutayo vibhina. That the Shrutayo vibhina. There's so many different Vedic literatures are there. So even though Krishna is very kind, Jivere Kripaya Koyala Krishna Veda Puran, he's given us so many Vedic literatures, but these can be misunderstood by the conditioned souls. Shrutayo vibhina. Therefore, Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhaya Mahajano Yena Gatasapa. Therefore, one has to have the association of the devotee. Without the association of the devotee, these Vedic literatures, they can become. Srila Prabhupada's given us his association in his purports, his Bhaktivedanta purports, his Srimad Bhagavad Gita. This devotee, he didn't read the Sanskrit. He didn't read the original Sanskrit of this Bhagavad Gita, but he had Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita with Srila Prabhupada's explanations. And therefore, he's given that association, got that association with Srila Prabhupada. Another point is that here, in that he's very kindly presented these literatures to awaken the conditioned soul to his senses. It says, unfortunately, at the present moment, the conditioned souls are guided by demons who do not care to read the Vedic literatures. So, devotees of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we have to read the Vedic literatures that Krishna has given. This is the, I think, I heard many years ago, I think maybe it was Shiva Ram Swami, he pointed out that, I mean, to me at least, I got that Guru Ravagya. This point is there that one of the 10 offenses in the chanting of the holy names, if you want to get some kind of benefit from chanting the holy names, you have to get slowly purified from these 10 offenses in chanting. So one of these 10 offenses is called Guru Avagya. A Guru Avagya means order, and Avagya means neglecting the order. So Srila Prabhupada has given us these books. Devotees, the followers of Srila Prabhupada and the ISKCON movement, they should not neglect these orders of the spiritual master that Srila Prabhupada has presented in his books. We have to, because as here is described, that unfortunately at the present moment the conditioned souls are guided by demons who do not care to read the Vedic literatures. So actually all the devotees are Shrestha, the Yadyada Charity Shrestha. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that whatever acts a great man does, common men follow. So Shrestha is the devotees. They're actually meant to guide the conditioned souls by their example. One has to read the Vedic literature so they can give proper example to the conditioned souls who are Maya Mukta in this material world, enchanted by Maya. So we can stop there if any comment or question.
Mentioned that by one's own endeavor you can't, you know, achieve the ultimate goal, but then Krishna gave the Vedic literature, so we have to endeavor to read them. So isn't that considered like an endeavor? And it says by, not even by the help of others, but then we're encouraged to take association from others who are advancing. So the two statements seem to be a little bit, you know, by one's own endeavor you can't achieve perfection, but then the Vedas were given by Krishna for the benefit so that we would study. We have to do that duty, we have to work for it. And then by others you can't get enlightenment, but it says you should to get the association of those who are,
they can't get to, if they're Grihavratanam, that's the point. Yeah, those who are Grihavratanam, they can't get Krishna, Matirna Krishna, by these Svata, Parato Svatava, Mito Bhivadita. That is the Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati gave a nice story of the boatmen that were rowing the marriage party, rowing the boat all day, all night long, going from, because in Bengal they have lots of rivers like that, they have a river, and going here and there, tributaries are there, so they're going from one village to another by boat, they're rowing all night long. And in the morning, they see they're in the same place. Oh, they forgot to take the anchor out. So that is their Grihavratanam. That is, if someone has... Grihavratanam means, doesn't mean necessarily the household life. Srivas Pandit, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, hey, I see that you're not working hard, you're not doing anything to earn your livelihood. Srivas Pandit, if I don't get my necessities like this, then I can just jump into the Ganga and give up my life. He's completely surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, if I don't get my necessities, then I'll give up everything. So he was householder. He didn't say, I'm going to... Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you should take sannyas. You're not working, you're not doing anything for your livelihood and maintaining yourself. So you should take sannyas. And Srivas Thakur, he said, no. So Grihavratanam means particularly taking a vow to enjoy this material world. That's the point. So one who has taken that vow, he's like that, the boat, the marriage party that left the anchor in the water and rowing all night long. You can't get anywhere. Bhaugaishvaya prasaktanam taya parita chetasam. You can't make any progress. Samado na vidyate. You can't develop your Krishna consciousness in such a situation when you're taking a vow to enjoy this material world. That's the problem. Otherwise, it's not difficult. Krishna is very anxious to help us in so many different ways. Krishna is, Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. Krishna give you intelligence if you're sincere. Trivagam, Prabhu?
Hey, Haribol, very nice. Earlier you spoke about the 18 Puranas and in the three modes.
Yeah, don't read them.
Well, we find that most people are attracted to the to worshiping in the devas and the Mayavadi concept and stuff. Can we say that they are more attracted to the Puranas in the lower modes? I mean, because that's the product of being such a thing. You know, you have the 18 Puranas, but.
Generally, people in their they're engrossed in the material modes of nature. They're bound up. These gunas. These gunas means also ropes. They're bound up by these three modes of material nature. Most people are not in the mode of goodness, what to speak of transcendental. Most people in the material world, this is the Maya Mukta. They're all completely absorbed in Maya, enjoying their material body and senses. Prakriti Stani Karshati. They're struggling very hard in this material world. So they're not attracted to the transcendental Srimad Bhagavatam or the other Puranas and the modes of goodness. But therefore, the devotees, they're very kind. Srila Prabhupada didn't tell us to take, you know, first this Purana, read the Puranas in the mode of ignorance, and then read the Puranas in the mode of passion, and then read the Puranas in the mode of goodness. He didn't take us a step by step. He gave us the example that walking up the stairway is very cumbersome. You just take the elevator, the lift, you just go straight up to get your destination. Why wasting time in this material world? Gradual elevation. Not very intelligent. And by the mercy of the devotees, it's become possible. We can see the results. Srila Prabhupada, even this person in Burma, all by himself, by the association, Srila Prabhupada's books, by Srila Prabhupada's association is so wonderful that it's available right there in his books. You can get his association. Srila Prabhupada, when he was giving class at Radha Damodar Temple on the nectar of nectar of devotion, he said, but by reading this nectar of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this nectar of devotion, you're associating with Srila Rupa Goswami. And by following the instructions, you're serving his lotus feet. So serving the lotus feet of the devotees, this is the only... I was thinking one nice verse is there, very simple Bengali. Siddhir Bhavati Vaniti. That very simple Sanskrit. Siddhir Bhavati, you can get perfection, Vaniti, or maybe not. Samsayo Achyuta Sevina. Samsaya, there's a doubt whether by Achyuta Sevina that you'll get perfection. But he says that asamsayas to tad bhakta paricharya ratatmana, that there is no doubt by serving the devotee one can achieve perfection. So if you read Srila Prabhupada's books and you put into practice, you're serving his lotus feet. You're getting the dust from the lotus feet of the pure devotee. What is that? Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakta Ati Sadma. You can get it. Just follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions, read his books. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Anshu Gopur.
The Vedic literature, to understand, you have to be like a brahmana, you know, advanced. And it said, Kalo Sudra Sambhava. Everyone's a Shudra, very unqualified in this age. So Lord Chaitanya gave the holy name. So simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, all perfection can be achieved. So don't worry too much about, you know, that whether the details of all the Vedic literature, not that you don't study, but take shelter of the holy name to help you to understand.
Yes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Mora More Murka Deki, Kariyala Shashan. He said that, what is that? What's the next line? You're not qualified to study Vedanta, basically. He told him you're not qualified to study Vedanta. So we're not qualified to study the Vedas. But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed his followers to write books on the science of Krishna consciousness. So,
well, the Vedantas don't even consider that. Well, some of these Vedantas don't even consider the Bhagavatam part of the Vedas, so why study the Vedas?
Yes, Bhagavatam is described as a basis of Brahma Sutra.
Yeah, but they don't consider it like the academics. Look, I'm not talking about our Shastric arguments. I'm talking about
what they say.
People who identify with the culture in various letters sometimes think they're kind of, they're not really the four Vedas. So I'm talking about the Vedas from a different... We're not talking about the Vedic literature, cultural literary tradition. We're talking about people who... I'm just making a joke.
Some people will say so many different things.
I know they do. So these same people say, should we study the Vedas? Should we sit and study the Vedas?
So you give them some prasadam?
Exactly. Give them some prasadam. And we can study the Bhagavatam. However you conceive of it.
Okay.
That story of the book ending up in Burma inspires me to share something. Yesterday we experienced on Harinam, and of course the topic of prasadam distribution. Oftentimes I ask these students, have you seen the Krishna lunch on campus? And most everybody has. Of course, then I ask, have you tried it? So then I tell them to put it on their bucket list if they haven't yet, And this one girl came up to me yesterday. We encountered each other. And she said, first I asked her about that, the lunch, and she says, yes. And my father told me, apparently she was a freshman, my father told me that I have to go to that lunch every day. When he went to school here, he would eat that lunch every day. She was crying as if she had just... It was such a relief to find us there. It was amazing. I mean, she could not hold back her tears. She was in such joy upon meeting. She says, is this the people? Is this, and another thing is, many of the students say, oh yeah, we heard about that in our orientation day.
Wow.
They now have that as part of their orientation day. The Krishna lunch is out there for you. I often meet parents accompanying their freshman daughter or son that have gone to school there and rave about the lunch. So prasadam distribution is so important. I mean, yes. Like you say, even if you can't understand the books, it gets through by, they get purified by taking prasadam, and then they... Hare Krishna.
All right. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you.